President Simon, distinguished guests, faculty members, ladies and gentlemen, fellow Spartans, I am delighted to join you as we salute the outstanding graduates. In honoring them, we pay tribute to their hard work, tenacity, and devotion to excellence. We also and especially salute the parents, families, teachers, and friends whose encouragement, love, and support have touched their lives and made this day possible. No one can visit this beautiful campus without feeling a sense of history. So much of what we think of as great about America has been taught, researched, and lived here. In so many ways, the quality of its faculty and academic programs, its diverse and highly accomplished student body, its storied past, and its promising future, Michigan State University remains one of the world's leading centers of higher education and research. It also is a place where friendships begin and last for a long time. For example, I recently attended a reunion with my teammates from the 1978 Big Ten Championship football team. It's always a great time to catch up and rehash old stories. But it's strange, because whenever we get together, the stories change a little bit every year. I trust my version, of course, having a phenomenal memory for even the smallest of details. But some of those guys, well, let's just say the years have clouded their memories. For instance, 2 years ago, we were talking about how we used to stop by the men's IM pool to jump off the 10-meter board after returning from a late dinner in East Lansing at 2:30 a.m. That was before they put up the high fence to keep people from leaping off the platform unattended. I was the guy saying, "No, let's don't do that, guys." That's exactly how it was. I remember it if it was yesterday. But to hear them some 30 years later, not only did I not do that, they say I was the first one off the board. And then this year we go again, as we do it every year. Some new guys join us and they rehash that story again. It changes. This time, they say I was naked. So please, take my advice. Keep recording every moment of your life on your smartphone. That way you'll have proof 30 years from now. And when they change the story, you can unincriminate yourself and look very smart. Come to think of it, at our next reunion, I'm going to make those guys start calling me Dr. Gibson. And who knows, from now on, I may dish out some good advice to people who didn't even ask for it. Like today. Like right now. So let's dig in. I always considered giving advice very serious business. Who can forget the story of the Greek philosopher Socrates? He went around giving great advice, and they poisoned him. I think I'm safe because, unlike Socrates, I don't have a perfect formula for success, but I have seen things that successful people share, qualities that guide their conduct, work habits, and relationships. Today, I'll mention a few that I've adopted myself. You can decide how they might apply to your future. First, no matter what you decide to do in life, do it the right way and be your best. Always do it with integrity. Tigers manager Sparky Anderson used to tell us that it's not worth doing if you taint your accomplishment. Be tenacious. Think of all the nights you stayed up late, drank too much coffee, and coped with stress by scrolling through memes. You will face many obstacles in your life. Don't read your own press clippings and stay on task. I encourage you to become your own expert. Start living like the person that you want to become. Remain humble and always treat others with kindness and respect. A harsh comment can hurt another person, but a kind word can produce amazing things. Like each of you, I left MSU much more accomplished than when I arrived. My goal was to get a great education and be drafted in the NFL. Little did I know I would have a choice between professional baseball and football. I chose baseball because of the longevity of my career. And I was fortunate to have a 17-year career and win 2 World Series championships. By earning the honor of being here today, you are better prepared to pursue your calling in life. How far do you want to go? How willing are you to stay determined and pay the price? Think about it. I believe how vividly you can imagine something determines how real it can become. What is your will to succeed? What is your World Series? Think about it. Go for it. Think big. It might make you feel uncomfortable having me talk to you that way. That's because we all have a picture in our mind of who we are and who we can become. Our subconscious mind will always keep us as we see ourselves. So to win your World Series, to achieve your greatest goals, you must be willing to change your own picture of who you are today. I found the will to change my picture, and it transformed my life. And you can do it too, if you choose to. It begins with the power of positive thinking. In other words, developing a positive affirmation or idea that you imprint in your mind. Write down your affirmation as it has already happened. Then form a vivid image of what you want to achieve and imprint that image in your mind by recalling and feeling the emotions of other great moments in your life. Positive thinking gives us control over what we let into our subconscious mind. It changes a negative into something good. It reminds us to treat people with respect. It opens our eyes to the joy of being a blessing to others, giving credit to our teammates, our coworkers. It strengthens our character and prepares us to take on any new challenge or opportunity. And best of all, everyone who meets you will want you on their team. I got noticed in high school because a scout went to West Bloomfield, to see another player. He just happened to see me score 2 touchdowns for Waterford Kettering. So everywhere you go, you're being observed and scouted. You're being recruited. That led to me being recruited to the Spartan football team. I was the last guy they picked up that year. But because I made the most of it, because I was determined and had great resolve. That attitude also helped me meet some great mentors in my life. A good mentor is someone who cares about you, gives you honest advice, and warns you when you're headed in the wrong direction. Sparky Anderson was a great mentor. In 1983, my worst year in baseball, he said to me, "Kid, your habits are all going in the wrong direction. I'm going to bring you to your knees this year. You're going to be a designated hitter. When the easy pitchers are pitching, you won't play. When the Hall of Famers are playing and pitching, the tough guys throwing the hardest, I'll let you play. That's it. You either change your attitude or I'll send you home to your mommy." The next year, I homered against the San Diego Padres in the World Series, and we went on to win in 5 games. From mentors like Sparky, I learned to slow down and listen. They help you change your future, mentors do, begin your journey towards a successful and meaningful life. All those lessons that I've talked about so far came home to me in the 1988 World Series between the LA Dodgers and the Oakland Athletics. We were down 4-3 with 2 outs in the bottom of the ninth. I had an injured knee in one leg and a torn hamstring in the other. I was watching the game on TV in the Dodgers training room. This little voice in my head was saying, "Stay comfy. You don't want it in this game at all. You got a torn knee, torn hamstring. Just stay comfortable. Don't go out there and face the great Dennis Eckersley." But I never listen to those negative thoughts in those situations, because that's when I do my best. That's how I see myself. To imprint that thought, I remembered the '84 World Series when I had homered off Goose Gossage. How when I rounded the basements, my teammates were jumping up and down. The celebration, the Tigers fans going wild. In my mind, I could still feel that excitement. I painted the moment about to come. How thrilling it was to experience such a moment. Backing out of this challenge was not an option. I told my manager, Tommy Lasorda, I was ready to hit. For some reason, he agreed. And that was a World Series for me, a moment, my second, with two outs, a full count, and no knees. I homered over the right field wall, and we won the game and went on to win the World Series. After you leave here today, your own World Series can play out in a similar way. In your first job interview, you will be confident being uncomfortable. It may not work every time, but you'll always have a go-for-it state of mind. This is how you can win your World Series. Set ambitious goals for yourself. Big goals. Be a team player. A true definition of a champion is winning as a team where nobody cares who gets the credit. Your team's success is your success. That's true at work, and it's true at home. Family and friends are everything to me, as I'm sure they are to you. The greatest blessings in all my life are my wife, Joanne, my best friend and love of 31 years, and my four children, Colleen, Kirk Robert, Kevin, and Camera, my sisters, Jackie and Tina, and the woman whose love helped make me all that I am, my mother, is here with us today. Thank you, Mom. You know how much I love you. Everything you have learned here has prepared you for great challenges and opportunities to come. But tomorrow, when the excitement of graduation is gone and you're striking out on your own, will you be ready to write your own success story? Only you can answer that. A great university is known by the quality of its graduates. When you leave here today, you will carry Michigan State's reputation with you. I hope you honor that, and I hope you do it proudly. The parents, families, and friends who have come to honor you today deserve your gratitude. In countless ways, they have given you the foundation for a better life, and you have made the best of it. Cherish it. Cherish them. Thank them. Parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, aunts and uncles, your teachers, that special friend. Thank them all for what they have given you. Always remember that ours is a free country where you can conceive and achieve anything, fulfill any dream, and master your own destiny. The human mind has great power and potential. Work hard and push forward with unyielding energy as you pursue your dreams. Be bold. Never, ever give up. If you believe you can, you will. You've invested a lot to arrive to this great day, but there's still a lifetime ahead of you. You took a gamble to get here, but this is not Las Vegas. What happened here must not stay here. Go share it with the world. You are Spartans. I believe you will. Spartans will. Who will?
Spartans.
Who will?
Spartans.
Go green.
Go white.
Go green.
Go white.
Thank you.